Hello and welcome to another podcast with Elena, me.
And guess what? I brought my mic this time.
And today we're going to just keep it simple. We're going to talk about our January reads and then our TBR for February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I didn't get to finish book two on time.
Yeah. Well, she was moving and she was putting her bookcase up, so I guess I'll let it slide.
My bookcase looks pristine.
It looks great.
But I might need another one, and I don't know if I have space.
You know how she's always on me? Elena, you need another bookcase. You got to get another bookcase. You got to go to IKEA and get another bookcase. Bish!
I know, but the difference, there's only one difference. You got rid of all your high school books.
Yeah.
I still have all my high school books.
Not on purpose. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, like 80% of my books are all my high school. Yeah, like
that's true.
My high school fantasy books. So, and I still have my high school like literature.
Like, oh no.
Like all those books that are banned now. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like I have them, but I put those like in a cabinet. They're now like out in the open.
I think I have two shelves on my bookcase of high school books.
Oh no, mine's
yours is a whole book.
The whole thing. There's only like one little section. Mm-hmm. That's like my most recent.
Yeah. If you are watching this, we're going a little moody with our overhead light.
Spooky.
It's what, 7:30? And we just got off work. So here we are.
It's a rough day if we look rough. Yeah,
we are looking.
Sorry, not sorry. This is what a hardworking woman look like.
It's just pitch black. Usually, like, the lights from the outdoors to, you know, help us out. But, you know,
it is what it is. My forehead usually is not this shiny, okay?
Well, got it. Most people are probably just listening.
Oh, well, if you're watching or listening, my forehead is shiny, but it normally don't look like this. It's the end of the day, and we got overhead lighting. So you just gotta, you know, go with the flow right now.
And I'm currently doing a retinol treatment.
She looks perfectly fine.
She's keeps like a freaking reptilian.
No. She keeps freaking out.
But I swear it looks so bad.
No, her face looks fine. You have to go through the process.
Okay, but am I going to be okay for the wedding? Because I talked to Kristen.
I think you should wait. Why are you talking Kristen out of all people?
She's doing retinol too. And she said it's months before her skin looks clear and good.
Okay, well then talk to your,
well, go back
your esthetician. Mm-hmm. And I would wait until like one or two. Usually a treatment takes 2 to 3 weeks to take effect. I would say after a month, go to her and be like, look, it's not working. My wedding's in 2 months. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do hydrofacial on me like ASAP. Get this baby looking plump and hydrated. And then after the wedding, we can assess this if you still want to.
Yeah.
And, like, make me look even more beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
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 That's my dilemma. I'm sorry I got off track. We'll start talking about books because I know that's what you're here for. That's what you're here for, you dirty, dirty little
girl. ASMR.
So what we read in January was A Shadow in the Ember, a Fire and Flesh series by Jennifer L. Armentrout.
So good.
If you haven't listened to our review, we did a book review of this book already. And we both rated it 5 stars.
So good.
It's really good.
I'm currently on book two, and I just want to go home and read. I want to go home, take a bath, put some Espen salt, some bubbles, and like just, you know, relax and read my book.
Yeah. She's reading the second book of the series, which is called,
I think it's Shadow and something. Oh, no.
No. A Light in the Flame.
Totally wrong.
And so that's the one I read in January as well. I rated it a 4.5.
I know. This one's a freaking tornado speed racer when it comes to books. She reads so fast.
But when it's good, I just freaking.
It is good. I still got the.
I feel like this series I really did enjoy way better than the Blood and Ash series.
I'm excited to read the Blood and Ash. Yeah. I think most likely when I finish this series, like forewarning, I'm going to probably do Blood and Ash, which is good. We can like recap it.
Yeah.
Because we haven't talked about it on here.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice.
I read it a long time ago, so maybe I'll reread it with y'all. Maybe that'll be my February TBR.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the third book, A Fire in the Flesh, which is the third book in the series. But Jennifer L. Armentrout is coming out with the fourth in May. So I don't know if I'm going to read it or not. Because I feel like the third book pretty much ended on a good...
Is your honeymoon in May?
April.
In April?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to take like a break and then do the honeymoon.
Yeah, just a week break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say you can take it to your honeymoon, but you'll be back by then.
Yeah, I'll be back. Which I rated that one a 4-star. So it declined a little bit, but I still really, really enjoyed it.
But I feel like all books are like that. Let's be honest. The first one's always a big hype, and then afterwards it kind of declines. Like, it's very hard, unless it's, like, ACOTAR.
Yeah.
That, like, it'll go higher. Queen
ACOTAR had a book that was just,
I've had people, though, that say, like, the third or fourth book of ACOTAR is, like, the best. I probably think the same thing. I just don't remember it.
I don't remember either. I remember there was, like, one book that was just, like, okay.
Yeah, I've heard. I think it's, like, the fourth or the fifth. I don't know.
I know I didn't like the novella.
Whenever she says novella, I think of a TV show. I don't know if I said that before. But I haven't read the novella.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It was literally just trivial bullshit. And I didn't like any of that. Which, I mean, a lot of people probably like because they love the characters. But I think I just read it so long ago that I wasn't as invested in it.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, do we recommend this series?
Oh, 100%. This is the best series I've read so far.
This is
like, if I read this in 2023, I would have said that this is the best series of the year.
Yeah, this is our first 5-star read.
This is a great start of the year, to be honest. This is the best start of the year book read, baby.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to reiterate for the people that haven't watched our book review, just because maybe they haven't read it. That said, this was better than Fourth Wing. So,
yes, I did.
She said it was better than Fourth Wing. I'm going to say it a third time for the people that didn't hear that. She said it's better than Fourth Wing.
I did. I did say that. I totally did say
that. So if you like dragons, which they're not called dragons in this book, but they're essentially dragons. If you like fucking dragons, if you like romanticy, if you like spicy, give this book powers, a shot.
If you like gods.
Yeah, gods, goddesses, all of it. Powers. It's
so good.
Badass, I like heroine. You
know, yeah, but you know what I like about this? Mm. I'm not a big fan of, like, gods in the sense of, like...
Yeah, I'm not either.
Thor or...
Like, Hades.
Whatever. All those. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, but, like, gods like this, mm-hmm. where it's not, like...
Yeah.
Mythology.
Yeah.
I should say that. I'm not into mythology.
Yeah.
But these type of gods, which don't have to do with mythology, I like this.
Yeah. It's good.
It's a big difference.
I feel like this series is just so easy to read. So if you need something like a little fluffer, I feel like this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for an intense fantasy read, I don't think this is it.
Oh, no. Yeah. But it's still really, really good.
It's just
good.
It's such an easy
This read. Book should have popped off over Fourth Wing.
Well, I think it... Blood and Ash did pop off, I think. That was like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my dog wants to have attention. She wants someone to play ball with her. Where were we?
That this is, this book should have popped off over Fourth Wing.
Yeah, I think Blood and Ash did pop off, but that was years ago.
Yeah, but this series. This series
came out when?
I know, but this series needs... Yeah, but there's old series that are popping off, you know? Like, ACOTAR was written way back then, and then it popped off, like, last year or two.
True. You're right.
Like, people, you guys need to read this, and, like, you know?
That's why when Fourth Wing popped off, I was surprised. Because I'm like, I feel like there's so much better.
There is so much better.
And, like, I just
didn't. It was a good, but it's a good, I feel like for what it was made for, it was good. Like, for a fantasy series... For people that are not into fantasy, to get them into fantasy, it's a good start.
Well, first off, she's not a fantasy writer. That was her first fantasy book.
Yeah, and so... I feel like for a first time, it's not bad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like... And if you look at the people that have read it, that like it, they really don't like fantasy. They don't really read fantasy.
I know.
You gotta give, you know, you gotta categorize it where it's categorized.
Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't even, I shouldn't have even, like, touched it knowing that. Because I'm such a snob, I guess.
Yeah. I think you should have read it into, like, oh, beginner.
Yeah.
Beginner. You had that. I think you went into it with a mindset of this is going to be amazing because everybody's popping off about it. Instead of thinking, oh, this is, like, a book for people to get into what I like to read. So it's, like, baby form. Like, level one where you're into, like, level 25.
Yeah. I think I...
Out of 10.
Definitely didn't. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Another book that I read in January.
Well, guys, just letting you know, it's the boarding book I read. So she's taking four of the last book I read.
I read four books in January. I won a week, I guess. That's
shaking your head at me. I cannot. I wish I was Elena sometimes. I wish I had so much more
time. But you're in school.
I know.
When I was in school, I don't think I read anything. I think I read maybe like 5 books in total of my whole school.
I don't know. If it wasn't for this podcast, I don't think I would be reading as much as I am, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it, you know?
But my last book was Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies.
Oh, did you finish it?
I finished it. I gave it 2 stars. I almost did not finish it. I almost DNF'd it. Meaning
I shouldn't buy it.
Yeah, don't. So the beginning was really cute. Like, it was like, okay, okay, I see. And the love interest is a prince of fairy.
Mm.
And you all are. She's studying fairies. But I don't want to be rude or, like, what's it called? Insensitive.
Okay.
But she acted like a person with...
Oh, yeah. To say. Yeah. What's that called?
Asperger's,
whatever.
I don't know if that's mean, but like her character was very straight to the point. She was really smart. She was a professor and she wanted to study fairies and she was like trying to make a book of it, which like I get, you know, love that for her. But there was no connection to any of the side characters, even the love interest. There was like no connection. Even the guy, the love interest, was trying to clue her in that he liked her, and she was just like, oh, yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe I should kiss him to see how I feel, you know. It was like so
I'm just not into like fairy books right now. Like when I was in high school,
I love went fairies.
Into fairy books. Right now I'm just into like powers.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I always have a soft spot for fairies, but people just don't know how to.
Now that I organized it, guys, I'm a crackhead. All right. We all know this already. But I categorized my new bookshelves in theme. And the biggest theme that I have.
Just witches.
No. Yeah. It's like witches. And then my second leading is vampires. Mm-hmm. Third is werewolves. Then it's angels and then fairies.
You know, there hasn't been like a popular vampire book
lately. In a while.
Yeah.
In a while.
But we're supposed to read that one, that Fang book.
Remember? I think people are just on that kick right now. We've talked about it. Where they're just like on the magic and dragon kick right now.
There's like periods, dude.
I wish they can bring back werewolves, bro. There's something in my heart. That even though I've read magic a lot, it's just because majority of books are magic, but I have a soft spot for werewolves, bro. I don't know what it is. I don't, maybe it's because I'm part werewolf and I'm a hairy woman, but there's something, I think
general, any kind of book where they transform into something, like where whatever,
I prefer werewolves over vampires, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just.
But I was Team Jacob for the longest time.
Me too. And they're more like rugged and
they're warm and brutal. I like the feralness.
We like them, you know, dirty.
Dirty.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, I do have a wolf book in my TBR shelf.
Isn't your tattoo have a wolf?
No.
Mm-mm. It's like
compass books. Of the forest. Okay. Which, I mean, it gives werewolf vibes, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But Wolf Song. Okay. Wolf Song is
a book. Is it based on a book?
Wolf Song?
No, your tattoo. Is it based on a book?
It was based on
If anybody wants to know, Alina has a big, is it like a thigh piece?
Mm-hmm.
A big thigh piece of like books with like mountains.
It's a compass with trees in the background where some are alive and some are dead. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it gives off very book vibes. I was going to say nautical, but nautical is the water. Not nautical vibes. It gives very bookish vibes.
Yeah, I guess so. It's based off my life.
I'm surprised that you even have a tattoo. Because I know you and you don't like pain.
Yeah, it hurt like a bitch. And then I had to get it touched up, and the touch up was worse. And I had to just like sit there and be like, fucking take it. Fucking take it.
I cannot imagine you doing that.
You know why? I went through a breakup.
Oh, that always happens. Mine,
yeah.
The one I have, which is very tiny, it's just like a script or whatever. Like right when I was about to finish a relationship, I was just full on rebellion. Mm-hmm. This was toxic, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I got a tattoo. I went bleach blonde. Mm-hmm. I chopped off all my hair into a bob. I did all the things all that the that things. Guy did not like.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Yeah. And I was just like, F it.
Yeah. All the things that girls do when you do break up.
Yeah.
But I wanted a tattoo for the longest time. Me too. I turned like 21. I'm like fucking doing it.
I was going to do one when I was 18. My mom was going to sign off for me.
Mm.
And she was like, let's do it. She was so excited. Even for the one I have, yeah. her and my brother went with me. But that's right when I got into that relationship. And he was like, nah.
Mm.
Which you would think.
Controlling.
Right now. Me. If I had this attitude back then, I would have.
Mm.
Mm. That would have never happened. Yeah. But here we are. We have to go somehow. Through things to get to this place.
Gotta learn somehow, you know? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So February TBR, obviously yours is going to be the second book, which is A Light in the Flame.
And then March will probably be the third.
I want to read so many books. It's so freaking difficult.
Elena's TBR takes up a whole, like, basically
a bookshelf, okay?
Yes, but if she were to spread it out like she has spread out the rest of her books, it would be the whole bookshelf.
Or bookcase.
Bookcase. Sorry.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Because, like, your TBR is, like, tight. It's, like, compact and tight. And then the rest of her her bookshelves are like all spread out, super pretty. And then her TBR is like compact, compact. And it's like, oh, baby.
It's like, well, fucking book talk, man. I blame book talk. Because I see something, I'm like, oh, that sounds so
I think she just has an addiction problem.
Yeah, I am an addict. I am, okay?
You got to go to one of those, what are those things called? Those like.
An AA.
You got to go to an AA for books.
Hi, my name's Elena. I'm so and so old. And I am a book addict.
Yeah.
But, like, I know this. I buy maybe, like, I honestly, I think I buy 5 to 10 books a month.
Yeah. And I buy.
But I read 4 this month.
In all reality, you do read fast. So, like, it's worth it. You get me? If I had more time, if I wasn't in school.
Yeah.
I will probably be on the same bandwagon.
When you graduate, you're going to be on my level.
I probably, not probably at your level, but I probably will be, like, you're at a 10. I will probably be, like, at a 7.
I don't think I'm, like, that hardcore. I've seen some that read 10 books a month.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's their job.
Yeah.
You know, if it was your job, you would do it.
Yeah, totally. For sure. Like, people just sidetrack, and I was freaking so sidetracked. But, you know, the new book of Crescent City, the third book just came out. By Sarah J. Maas.
I didn't know, but cool.
It just came out. 800 pages. People already read it. It just came out.
I don't know. But honestly, 800 pages. If we didn't have our job, we would. That would be us, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, because when we're at work, like, you should see us at work. Like I'll be every time that we have time to talk to each other, mm-hmm. I'll be like, Elena, I'm at this part where right. this is happening and this person got chopped and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Or she comes and she's like, oh my God, I can't wait for you to get to here. I read this book. It's about this.
Yeah.
And then I'm constantly like, should I be a bad employee, take out my phone and read? But I don't, because I'm a good employee. Doc, if you're listening, I don't do that.
I have done that. I actually had my phone.
Doc, like, if you're listening, don't listen.
I was cleaning my operatory, and like I had my phone propped up with like my Kindle app, and I had it so like I could read a page like while I'm cleaning, and then whatever, and then go to the next page. He comes in. And I'm like, fuck, my book is right there. I hope it's not anything, like, spicy on there. And I'm just, like, trying to be nonchalant, like, mm-hmm. And then I slowly just, like, grab the phone. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that for you, Doc. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back.
I wish I had moments like that. But my job, like, doesn't allow me to. There's, like,
yeah.
I'm constantly go, go, go.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
If I had your job position, oh, you best believe.
You best. Well, like,
I would have, while I'm doing, while I'm doing what you're doing, I would have an AirPod in my ear listening. I don't know how you don't do that. Like, why? You know how some people, they're quiet while they're like doing it?
Yeah. Audible. I can't.
Can we talk about like, can I say?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. If I was a hygienist and I'm cleaning teeth, there's some people like one of our coworkers, the one that does it in the dark room,
mm-hmm.
like she doesn't really talk to her patients. I would pop those bubbies in, or at least one in, and I'll be like, ooh.
I feel like you wouldn't be able to really hear, though, because your instrument is so loud. Yeah. And then the cart is so loud.
Well, if you get a noise-canceling one.
And can you imagine like cleaning someone's teeth and then it's like, spicy or something shit, like some shit going on, like I don't know.
Well, then that's when you get a book that it's not that spicy, you know.
Well, I'm currently rereading Kingdom of the Wicked by Carrie. I don't know how to say her last name. Carrie Maniscalco. Don't know, but she has the whole series out. And I read the first book a long time ago. I gave it 3 stars. It was like good. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, you have to read this. But I'm intrigued. I want to finish the series. But this is the reason why is because she just came out with another book based off the same world. Yeah, the same world of that series, and it's supposed to be spicy. But I have to. Finish this series before I go to that one. So that one is my February TBR.
What?
Yeah. Cool. But I also want to reread Crescent City because Sarah J. Maas just came out with the third book. And I want us to read that together too, so we can talk about it on the podcast.
We should. Maybe once we're done with this series, we can jump in.
You want to read Blood and Ash? Oh. There's like so much, dude. I want to read the Wolf Song series because it's about wolves. Like,
ugh. Yeah, we'll see. Dude, we'll let you know.
There's so much. I literally sit in front of my bookshelf and I'm just like, I don't know what to read next because I want to read them all. It's like Pokemon. You want to collect them all. When I go when I go to a bookstore, I look at all the books and I feel like I need to save them.
Aww. I don't feel that way.
Even though, like, I know books I can get on Kindle Unlimited, and I don't have to pay for anything.
I want, like, physical. I get both.
Yeah. It's so hard. I'm like, no, Elena, you could literally get this book for free because girl math, you know? You don't think about the KU membership. But no, I want to buy the book, which is, like, $15 to $20.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's space enough.
I'm tired.
Okay, well, this was our January wrap-up and our February TBR. Let us know what you guys are going to be reading for February. I'm super excited because I may snag that and put it on my bookshelf because I'm freaking insane.
If you want to save her pocket, her wallet, I mean. Don't recommend anything. But if you don't care.
Recommend something. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Hurt me. Hurt my bank account. Do it. Thanks for watching, guys. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
And the next odd page.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.